Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
I want to just wish you a blessed, exciting Pentecost Sunday. Today is Pentecost Sunday. For those of you that are new to faith, Pentecost is 50 days after Easter. Christ died for us on what we call Good Friday. Christ rose on what we call Easter Sunday. And then he ascended to heaven. 50 days later, the disciples were sitting in an upper room as he commanded them to do, and they listened, and they obeyed, and they waited. And as they were waiting, the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, and that is what empowered them to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth that we are now participating, embracing, living in, and the same empowerment is for us. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, and it will be on the screen for us to read right now. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, and it says this. I'm going to read from the screen too. There we go. Let's go together. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Praise God. Thank you so much. This is not a gift that we give each other. This was a gift that God sent through Christ, and he sent the third person of the Trinity, God, the Holy Spirit. And it says, all those who gathered in faith received. And I pray today that you will leave here saying, Father, let me receive now through this message. Receive as I leave, or receive when I'm home. Receive online. But Lord, the gift you send is for everyone, and I'm a part of everyone. And that everyone means those who are saved. Does not come to you because you choose not to accept Christ. You accept God the Father, you must accept Christ the Son. If you accept Christ the Son as your Savior, then you will accept Christ the Holy Spirit as your empowerer. So my message today is this. Let's listen for God's voice. Let's listen for God's voice. Folks, in these very confusing days where distractions pervade everything and noises bombard everywhere, we all need a renewed sense of understanding of not only the Spirit and presence of Christ, but the power of His Holy Spirit. We must become more sensitive to the direction of God's Spirit. And in order to do that, we have to choose to develop a keener awareness of the Spirit's voice speaking to us. It is our duty, our responsibility. It is us who do this. God's not going to come and slap you with the Holy Spirit. We have to make the determination that we want the power of the Spirit to be active in our lives. And in so doing, Lord, help us to develop a keener awareness and to be able to naturally discern the Spirit's voice. Everything in life is about listening, observing, hearing, and responding. Every aspect of life responds best when we listen, But when we listen, it's not just listening. Do you know two people can be speaking to you? Right? And you're not really listening to them? It's in observing. If I really want to hear you, I'm going to observe what you're saying. But if I'm observing it, there's a difference between listening and really hearing. Parents, you would know that from your kids. Right? But how do you activate your hearing? See, listening, even now, you can hear sounds, different sounds. It could be the sound of the air or the sound of the air conditioner or the sound of the fan. Or there's always different noises or the ding on your phone. Or there are many little things we will listen. We're not taking it all in, but it's there. But when we want to hear, we're going to observe that I want to hear this. If you want to hear something, don't you either turn it up, stop, pause, take it in? There's a natural response. And so when I hear, then the only way I activate hearing is I need to respond. That is why we'll say, did you not hear me? Why did you say, did you not hear me? Were they deaf? It's because they didn't respond. And that's the same with the power of the Holy Spirit. I love how God gives us natural examples, and I love using my own. I don't pick on you, I pick on me. It works best. But I have a really good one today to talk about how responding, how we activate it. Because there's competing voices, there's competing desires, there's competing justification. And if you're not careful, it's not that God, you miss the fact that God is speaking to you. And then we say, God never speaks to us. I didn't hear God. But it's not that God isn't speaking. It's that we're just not naturally taking in what God is saying. We want God to just send lightning bolts for everything. If he did, you'd be dead. So it's a natural process. So let me share my story. Some of you heard it yesterday, but last night as I was reviewing the message, and I write my messages on Thursdays. I spend the day seeking the Lord, and I write, and I get it to the media team, to Leah and her team, and they put the notes together. So this is not written overnight, you know. But the example came yesterday. So those of you know, as we were on the walk, as I said, I have not walked 5K in over two years or plus. And I normally try to do 2Ks maybe twice a week. I didn't even get 2Ks in this spring yet. And so I went out cold and happy, excited. Along the way, I must tell you, by the way, I didn't walk exactly 5K. If you sponsored me, I did about 4¾. Because there was a park. Did you all see the park where they were playing cricket? Yeah, I walked through it. I said, you know what? My feet are sore. That's grass. This is concrete. I'm cutting through. So just confession of the soul, I did 4¾. But I'm still sore. But when we got to the halfway point where, you know, these exciting volunteers along the way cheering us along, I got to the turnaround point. They have a picture that I got there. And Pastor Stefan was with me. And I said, I can't do this no more. I cannot walk all of that back. And so we stood there deliberating. And I said to him, check how far an Uber is. And so because we had gone from the path and we were now in a residential area where the turnaround was, and he checked and there was an Uber 7 minutes away. I said, good, let's get it. And I said, remember, it's all about listening, hearing, responding, okay? Processing, observing. And I'm checking it all out. I'm going, yeah, you know what? God brought us to where we're now in a residential. It's not like we're in the park. So this is perfect because he can come down the street. And so I'm all set for that. Sound good. Now, Pastor Stefan, he's trying to be my supporter. And so sometimes when God is speaking to you, you have good supporters and they come along with what the other voice is saying in your head. He's like, well, you know, Pastor, you're right. You got to preach tomorrow and you haven't done this before. I'll call the Uber. Right? And we were in on this. And he's... It could be that he was being supportive of me because he knows I have to preach today, or he was being supportive because he didn't want to preach today. I'm not sure. But he was very supportive. And so we debated. The Uber's getting closer, and we're just ready to hit the button. And then the voice is inside saying, you can't do this. You can't have other people walk five and you don't. And but then the justification, but you got to preach tomorrow. Remember, this is the competing voices. Isn't it right that I have to preach today and I haven't walked five? And then there's the natural voice that says, you haven't done this before. You don't have to do this. The people will understand. And I was going like this and this. And then finally, the turnaround people were like, you can do it, Pastor, because they run marathons. And so this is natural. Folks, it's a natural fight. Translate this in your, it's a natural fight. And so finally we decided, okay, nope, I'm going to do this. I'll just do it very slowly. That's why most of you who were early in the walk never saw me at the end, because I came back when time was done. But here's the deal. Just as we decided, this is good, folks, because you see, if you're going to activate from move from listening to hearing, the competing voices and the desires and the justification is what you need to take care of. So we now finally decided, I'm going to do it. He's going to walk back slowly with me. I'm good. I'll probably die today, but I'm good. We'll go along. And so we're prodding along. And just as we made like not even half a block, coming back now towards the path, there is Pastor Rob's son in a car. I want you to take this in. What just happened? The devil set me up. And he's like, he looked at me and says, do you want to ride, Pastor? And I'm like, and my help said, you know what, Pastor? You have to preach tomorrow. And we walked over to the car, and then the voice said, what did the voice say? That's the voice spoke back to me. You can do it. Get going. And so together, we hobbled along. And he stuck with me the whole way. Folks, this is a natural example of a message I wrote Thursday and the fight on Saturday. Because I could have shown up back at the point under the tent to let you all know, folks, you know I got to preach tomorrow. And I want to be ready, and I got to make sure I can wear my heels. There's so much justification we can give. But none of it matters when the voice already said, you can do it. I got you. I like that. I got you. And so in this day where the culture drives us to justify everything, that is why we are not hearing the voice of the Spirit. It's not that God isn't speaking. It's that so much listening that we're doing, we're not hearing him. We're not hearing his voice. And the majority of people today are existing without a consciousness of the Lord's voice. Many Christians are existing without a consciousness of the Lord's voice. There's so much competing things that are going on. And here's the thing. While people are living without acknowledging the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of God himself, they're very open to every other voice. Talk to me this morning. And so we need to be careful, because the Bible tells us in the last days iniquity shall increase. Iniquity means wickedness, immorality, impropriety, and all forms of sinfulness. That's what Galatians will talk about. And that means that if we don't have an understanding, a processing skill, an acceptance of the voice of the Spirit, iniquity will draw us in. Because after a while, we'll just keep compromising. The Bible tells us that if we want to hear the voice of the Lord, we've got to listen for him. And throughout, from Genesis to Revelation, all those who were following God had to listen to his voice. And now we are in a better state than the Old Testament, because we've got the Holy Spirit who indwells us. The devil knows, folks, that if Christians become sensitive to hearing God's voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit, how do you hear God? You hear God through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we become sensitive to hearing the voice of the Spirit, we will discern God's direction for our lives. We will sense God's movement in everyday life, and that will cause us to move from evil and to pray for good. It will. Do you see how Toronto the good has become Toronto the lawless? Because no one wants to hear the things that are morally upright, and many Christians are just catering to everything and not listening to the voice of the Spirit. I want to tell you, I want to listen, I want to hear, I want to discipline myself to hear more and more and to see what God is doing. I shared with you, we have a clip on CTV. Some of you are already going, oh, Pastor's so proud because she's in it. No, Pastor's proud because this is the month of June, and for many years, we know there was only one thing covered in the month of June, and God has given us a church the opportunity to be covered. That's breakthrough. And when we begin to discern God's Spirit, we will shun from evil and become so sensitive to God, the Holy Spirit, that we will continue to hear His voice. Bible says in Proverbs 19, verse 23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. If you want to hear God's voice, you've got to fear God. Do you know why many are not hearing God's voice? They don't fear God. There are many Christians have no fear of God. They're obstinate. They're wretched. They're divisive. They're destructive. And they're deplorable in behavior. That's why many don't even want to come to Christ, because they say we're hypocrites. But I'm going to tell you something. As long as I'm not living my life as a hypocrite, I don't care who wants to charge it. How about you? Come on. Online, same thing. The fear of the Lord, if we have a fear of God, we're going to hear God, because that competing struggle will be suppressed, and we will respond even when it hurts to what matters. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, whether you turn to the right or the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Right, Pastor Stefan? This is the way. Let's walk in it. Fear of the Lord is a fountain, is the foundation of true wisdom. If you're not hearing God, we have no wisdom. We're just going with everything else that's going on. If we're going to hear God, we've got to know and understand the power of the Spirit. And that is why this day we commemorate it every year, Pentecost Sunday, to remind everyone, if you're not seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you need to do so. Even when you can't come and do it here, do it at home, do it in your car, do it. And you've got, because the gift is for everyone. He came for every believer to be filled with the Spirit and to live Spirit-empowered lives. So let me just share a passage with you today that's going to also highlight this text. 1 Chronicles 14, and we're going to read verse 8 to 12. 1 Chronicles 14, verse 8 to 12. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. But David was told they were coming, so he marched out to meet them. The Philistines arrived and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. So David asked God, should I go out to fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? The Lord replied, yes, go ahead. I will hand them over to you. So David and his troops went up to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. God did it, David exclaimed. He used me to burst through my enemies like a raging flood. So they named that place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord who burst through. And the Philistines had abandoned their gods there, so David gave orders to burn them. Folks, the key here today is that he listened. He heard God's voice, and he responded. See, there's a difference. This is the main text today. It's a difference between just listening and hearing. Hearing is when you respond. Listening is just part of life. You hear the trees rustle. You hear the birds chirp. But responding is when you pause and you take it in and you decide, this is the way to go. So here's the story of David. God always demonstrates to us what we need to do by showing it to us in the Word of God. This story in 1 Chronicles, David had just taken over rulership of Israel, and the Philistines recognized that this man David loved God, and that this man David wanted to do everything to follow God. And so he, the Philistines and their king and their warriors decided to attack. And David was very persistent in his worship of God. That's why we have so many psalms and songs and spiritual songs that we can sing. See, the enemy knew that David was just coming into the kingship. And so he wasn't really prepared yet. In fact, Judah and Israel had split, and they were not one on this on account of him being leader. And so this was no longer just a battle. It was not just a physical battle. It was a spiritual battle. It was a spiritual battle. Folks, you need to realize when the voices are competing in your head, it's not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual fight. Can you hear me? Those that are new to faith, it's not just that I think this or I feel that. It's the devil trying to strip you of your strength, trying to strip you of your relationship, trying to strip you of the power and the authority that is in you. He's trying to strip you of feeling the great things that God has in store for you. And this is when you need to seek God for his divine direction on how to counteract the advances of evil. The enemy is evil, and he will speak in your mind, and it sounds good. How many, come on, let's be honest. How many of you know we're good at justifying? Come on, anybody? We can make anything look good. There are people who can quote the Bible and they're living like the devil. And if they want, if you're trying to get them to come to the Lord, they'll try to find a passage to tell you why they're right and you're wrong. You know those ones. That's evil. And so the enemy came up and they raided and they advanced in a defiance against David because David was a man after God's heart. And I want to tell you today, the one thing David never doubted, he did not doubt God's ability to help him. You cannot doubt God's ability to help you. If you're serving the Lord, if you've given your heart to the Lord, don't doubt God's ability to help you. The reason many doubt God's ability, I don't know if God will help me, because you're not asking God to fill you with his spirit so you can hear the still small voice going, you got this. I got you. This is when it matters, folks. There are times you just don't know how you're going to make it. But I'll tell you what David told us in Psalm 34. He says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. And he does what? He delivers them. So when the fight is intense, you got to remind the devil, God will deliver me because I'm going to listen to what God says. Our obedience must first be to God. Our Christian's obedience is to God. And if your obedience is to God, you're going to do what is right even when it hurts. Oh, let me say that again because you don't know I'm in pain. I said you're going to do what's right even when it hurts. Now, in-house, they didn't get it because they are here. Those of you that are online that were out yesterday and couldn't get up and you're watching the service online, you know what I'm talking about. But folks, we're going to seek God's advice. We cannot become content to just excel in the things of society and allow all these impositions and voices to come into our spirits. We're going to say, God, let me hear your voice. I cannot be praying to a God that I do not listen to. I've shared this with you before in a message. You cannot be praying to a God that you do not listen to. And in fact, I should change that and say, you cannot be praying to a God you refuse to hear. In fact, Leah, change that for me for the next service. Why are you praying if you're not hearing him? Because it is activating your hearing that makes you see the miracle of God. So David asked God, he says, shall I go up? Shall I go up? Because what seems right may not always be right. This is a key, folks. What seems right is not always right. You know why David asked him, why should I go up? Because he wanted to know if God was with him. Now, it doesn't make sense to ask that question because the Philistines, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 14, the Philistines attacked him. If the Philistines attacked him, what should he do? Talk to me. Defend himself. Fight back. Isn't that what we do first? But David didn't just jump and fight. He says, God, they attacked. Shall I go up? And I think sometimes we respond so quickly that we think whatever we want to do is right because we can justify it. Proverbs 16 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and your plans will succeed. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. So we got to seek the right way to go. And I'm going to tell you this. When David says, shall I go up? There's a silence that happened with that question. This is what I wanted to point out. This is the key. He says, shall I go up? Then there's a silence. And then the next question says, will you deliver? Well, I'm going to go back to that scripture and just tell you what, read it for you. It says, David, verse 10, David asked God, should I go up to fight the Philistines? Pause. Will you hand them over to me? Then the Lord replied, yes, go ahead. I will hand them over to you. This is key, folks, because you know what just happened? There was a silence in between questions. Did you get it? Did you really get it? Shall I go up? This is when you have to work in the natural and hear the voice of the Lord. I'm sure David heard, yes, go up. Yes, go up. But when we are flesh, and that's what we are, there are times when we're like, God, could you confirm this for me? Right? Because there's, the Calebs will show up. Just about that time. So you ask the question, God, are you really in this? Are you going to deliver? And the Lord answers, David, go. I will deliver. Folks, one of the reasons we're not hearing God's voice is that we answer our question and we don't stop to really hear God's voice. There's sometimes a gray area that you have to wait on the Lord to hear the answer of the Spirit. Do you know what I'm talking about this morning? Anybody been there? And this is why we lose out, because we quickly just respond, or we run to some flesh. David didn't go to the commander of the army and said, what do you think? I think God. He went back to God. My thing for you today is go back to God. If you want to receive the power of the Spirit, there's an in-between moment where there may be times of silence, but that's when God wants to see if you're just listening or if you're hearing. I want to hear him. And when I hear him, that means I'm not just moving in my direction, but I'm activating the Spirit's power in my life. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Let's listen for God's voice. Let's listen for God's voice. The promise of God's Spirit is that it'll flow upon the repentant heart. And because after salvation, God's Spirit indwells every believer. So folks, the Spirit of the Lord is active today. The Spirit of the Lord is active today. And when you genuinely accept the Holy Spirit, He changes you. He changes you. When you cautiously listen to God's voice, He enables you and He equips you. I don't want to live just a fleshly life. I want to live a Spirit-empowered life. I don't want to just live a fleshly life. And that's all I'm going to ask of you today. The Bible tells us in Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll be His witnesses. It's a proven result you will receive. He promises it. He's going to give it. When? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When I'm surrendered to God. When I'm making sure I'm hearing what Holy Spirit's saying, not what I want, not what others say, not what friends or family embolden me with, but what the voice of the Spirit is saying. You got to know how to discern. Discern means I'm moving from just listening to fully hearing. Are you with me today? So here's what you'll do right in your seat. Just before we stand, would you begin to ask God, God, help me to move from just listening to hearing. Start praying it. I can't pray it for you. That's personal. It's personal. I got to surrender everything if I'm going to do that. I'm going to surrender everything. Would you start asking him? Jesus. Lord. God, even for myself, I've got to hear you more. So that every move I make in you. Every step I take in you. Where flesh fails. But the Spirit of the Lord strengthens, renews, revives, restores. God, I pray for your people today that there'll be a receptivity to the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. That there'll be a yearning for God the Holy Spirit. That those, God, as far away in different countries listening, that, Lord, they will ask of you, fill me to overflowing. Help me to block out all the competing voices and to hear with clarity the voice of the Spirit. Grant me a holy fear of my God that I will listen to your voice and your voice will be the guide of my life. Lord, anoint your people afresh in the name of Jesus.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.